Okay, thank you, Pastor Gideon, for the time, for the privilege for me to be in here. So this is the first time for me to come to Christchurch, but it is not the first time to come to New Zealand. And thank you for the time, and thank you for the opportunity for me, allowing me to share the Word of God. And also, thank you for Brother Kuswandi and Ibu Bishang who brought me here and introduced to this church, this wonderful church, and also Pastor Gideon Hoekendijk. The name Hoekendijk is really interesting for me. Why? Because back then in 1979, when I was just finished my high school, I was not a believer at that time, and my friend, my schoolmate, invited me to come to the house fellowship there, and I didn't know how to pray, I didn't know how to praise, I didn't know what is that about the Word of God, because there is just a high school, you know, a high school, a boy, you know. And then I came there, and somebody preached, around the same age, they preached, simple sermon, and then my friend ask who wants to receive Christ. And I don't know why I cried and cried. And I received Christ at that time. And my friend prayed for me. And I didn't know that he just came back from a crusade and revival night in Jakarta. And the preacher was Karel Hoekendijk. And Karel Hoekendijk is the grandpa, right? Your grandpa. So that's the fire from the Karel Hoekendijk came to my friend, and my friend prayed for me, and I get the fire, and from then on, I become a believer, and I start ministry in a campus ministry with my dear wife, the most beautiful woman on earth, according to my version. Please stand up, my Rosalind. We both start for the student ministry, campus ministry there, and a lot of students came to campus, and many of them, and some of them I would say, now become an international preacher. So I believe that missionary, you can do mission in your community, in your domain, in your community, close your sphere of influence there. Amen. So it is good. So that's why today is a Sunday, a mission Sunday, and become a missionary. And I think missionary is not mission in a hurry. Because sometimes people is not a missionary, but they are a mission in a hurry and end up as a tourist. So are you ready for the Word of God? Okay, so today I will talk about discipling nations, which the topic is big, but actually the topic can be done in our daily life, actually, especially for those who are in the marketplace, for those who are working in the office. I believe that God gonna use you in the daily work. They are not God is not only using us in this four wall called church, but we believe that in our community, in every day of our life, from morning until afternoon, we are touching people, we are talking to them, we are interact with them, and there is an opportunity for us to share the gospel. Amen? Amen? Amen. And do you believe that? Yes. How many believe that you are used by God? God wants to use you. So that's why today is the topic is the discipling the nations. So we need to know that God gives us the world. It's not a tiny, a small things that God gonna give us. He gave us the world. Say it with me, the world. God gave us the world as our domain and inheritance. You have to know that our domain is not only in a local church, our domain is not only in our family, but our domain is the world. Amen. So there is a limit, it's the world. So that's why today is the mission to the world. And the word of God, the first verse I'm going to share with you is Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 from New King James Version. The word says, be fruitful and multiply. It's not only fruitful, it's not only faithful, I say, we have to be fruitful. Yes. A lot of people are faithful, which is good, but we have to be fruitful. It's not only faithful, but fruitful, and not only fruitful, but multiply. Yes. We have to be multiply. It's not only one plus one, but it is a multiplication. Then, and God says, fill the earth and subdue it. Everybody say, subdue. subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the other living thing that moves on the earth. Everybody say, have dominion. So it means that God give us power to subdue and have dominion on the earth. So in the beginning, the idea of God is giving Adam and Eve the world, to conquer the world. So not vice versa, not the world conquer us, not the problem conquer us, but we have to conquer the world. Everybody say, conquer the world. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? So in the beginning, God is already said that you and I has to subdue the world, at least the community close to us. Yes. Amen. And there are another verse in Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, says like this. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possessions. Can you imagine that God say, ask me? Sometimes we come to God and ask something, it's just to fulfill our need, to solve our problem, to handle our challenges. But God says, it is too small if you ask that and I give it. Doesn't mean that God doesn't want to give you that, but he will give you answer of it. He will give you the need that you need, but more than that, he will give nations. It is bigger, it is much bigger than what you think. Sometimes what you think, even what you pray, God can do more abundantly, exceedingly, above all what you pray and even your think. Sometimes you cannot think this because our thought is limited, but God is limitless. Amen. So that's why he wants to give you nations. Do you believe that God will give you nations? As your inheritance. As your inheritance. Well, when I come here, I see a lot of lands. You know, not like in Jakarta. It's buildings over everywhere. But here is land of farming. I said, God says God is giving not only land like this, but nations. And also God says, at the ends of the earth of your possessions. Can you imagine that the world is our possessions? The world carries minerals, precious metals, riches, hidden riches even, and God says, I'll give it to you. Wow, we are so rich. How many believe that we are so rich? Hallelujah. Amen. So we are so rich. As Pastor Gideon mentioned that, we are not poor. How many believe that we are rich? Are you rich? Come on, because God give us the nations. All the earth become our possession. So you have to keep in mind that our responsibility that God created us is not just sitting in a pew and listen to the word of God. But we have to know that we have a purpose, we have a responsibility to share the gospel at least for the people around us. I believe that all of you have friends, right? Yeah. How many of you don't have friends? You have friends, right? Of course you have friends. When you have friends, at least someone that like myself do not believe before. You know, we think, this guy cannot. God gonna will not use him. Who said so? My friend doesn't know that now I become a pastor. Before I was not a believer. Because my parents come from China. Even though I cannot speak Chinese. But I like Chinese food though. Hallelujah. So, ask me, God said, I will give you nation. Come on. Wow. Powerful, isn't it right? In Matthew chapter 28, everybody knows the verse in chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. God says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Discipling nations become our responsibility. That is the commandment of God. God command us to disciple the nation. The problem is how to disciple nation is too big the concept for us sometimes. Should I go to Indonesia? If you want to come, come on. Indonesia, we have two seasons only. Hot and hotter. No. Hot and raining season. Sometimes I make a joke. Indonesia, Jakarta also have four seasons like in the Western country. What season is this? Rainy? Flood? Hot? Hotter. That's it. All right. So go there, therefore make disciples of all nations. So God asks you to go to the nations, I mean discipling the nations. So discipling the nation doesn't mean you have to go to other world, but you can start discipling people around you, in the marketplace, in the school. Amen? Like myself, you know, when I start ministry as a student in the university, a lot of students from other universities came. They listened to the word and the revival broke out in the campus ministry. And a lot of people are being released, being released from the, you know, the satanic power. A lot of them. When I was not have any experience yet. That's why some of them now become a pastor, become a international speaker. Because of that. So you never know. You never know, right? Someone sit beside you can become one of the person that God used to raise up pastors. Come on. So in the John chapter 3 verse 16, the word says, "For God so loved the world." God doesn't hate the world, but God loved the world. But he doesn't ask you to live like the world. Amen. He loved the world. It means that God so loved the world that are living in sin because God died on the cross to save them. To save all of that. That's why God says, go and make disciples. How many of you ready to disciple nations? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, so my next slide says, yes, God commands us to disciple nations. However, we must start from our closest sphere of influence. That is our community. What is your community? Later on, I will share with you about the seven domains that is the domains that we can influence and impact them through our life in every day of our activity. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, but you shall receive power. Everybody say, receive power. Receive our when? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will have received power. A lot of people like the power to cast out demons, to bring deliverance. Yes, this is right. To heal the sick. Yes, this is right. But the other part of this verse says, you shall be witnesses to me. It is not only power that worketh in us, but God says you become the witness of Jesus. So you have to be witness. Amen. And when you are going to become a witness, you are not witnessing just sitting in the pew, but you need to go out there to witness the love of God, to witness the grace of God, the favor of God. Amen. And it starts from where? In Jerusalem. Everybody say Jerusalem. Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, the first thing first that you can do is in Jerusalem first. And then go to the old Judea and Samaria. We read it Samaria, right? Not some area. Okay. All Judea and Samaria. Because sometimes English you have to speak very fast in the word. Like, where you pray, I pray from Gethsemane. You have to pray Gethsemane. Don't say Gethsemane. That is a different thing. Where you pray, Gethsemane? No, to Gethsemane, okay. Yeah, banker, huh? Okay, all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Everybody say end of the earth. So Jesus said that you will become a witness into the end of the earth, but start from Jerusalem. What is your Jerusalem? What is my Jerusalem? Start thinking of that. Pray for this. And start doing what we can do. Don't do what you cannot do. Do what you cannot, you can do. What that God command us to do, we just do it because God is with us. Amen. Amen. So, in this case, sometimes we overlook the opportunity because we think if we want to have a mission, either behind the pulpit or go to the other country. No, not necessarily. Yes, it is true, you can do it, but you can do it simple way in your daily life. So in the other, my other slide says, mission works are not only sending people to a country. No, not only sending people to a country. Yes, we can. Yes, we must. But it is not only sending people to a country, but also injecting kingdom values. We believe that this church has the values, right? Then the value that you live in, that is already in you, you know, then you can inject it through your life to other people. People will see what kind of values, because the values that we believe that we live in are different from the world, from the other. So they will see, hey, how come you can live with this value in this modern day? Of course we can do it. Again, but also injecting kingdom values in our community, in the marketplace. How many of you are full-time in this church? Okay? Only one? Only two? How many of you in the marketplace? How many of you in the marketplace? Come on. You are all in the marketplace because we are not all full-time. So in the marketplace, when you do something, you are as a king. In the Old Testament, a king, they are going out there earning money in terms of understanding nowadays, you know. So you go as a king, but you're also a priest. So that is why we are a royal priesthood. Amen. So now I will share about the seven domains that we can impact or we can make an influence in our daily life. What is the seven domains spheres of influence that we can influence? Number one is government and politics. Maybe you are in the government. How many of you work in the government? Any? Okay, one, two, three. So when you work in the government, so it means that God put you in there, you know, with a purpose. With a purpose. Not everybody can work in the government. Not everybody can become a politician in a party. Is that right? So when you are there, it is a privilege for you to share the gospel, to share your faith with them. Maybe Pastor Gideon and myself cannot come to the government or the politician, but you are the one. You are the one. You are the sent one. Amen. So number two is business and environment. It is like myself before. I was a banker for 14 to 15 years before. I mean, working in a banking system. I was working in Deutsche Bank. Anybody know Deutsche Bank? Yeah. A German bank. I worked there as a trainee and then going to up to the manager, and then until then I moved to another local bank as a director of marketing and credit. But I know before God called me for a full-time job, full-time ministry. So business, economics, I believe that you are in, many of people are in the business and the economy. Either you are a businessman or you are a CEO or maybe you are an employee, just an employee. But still, you are in a business. Amen. And then number three is the science and educations. How many of you are in the education? Maybe you are a student, you are in the education, you are a teacher, maybe you are a professor. That's the domain, that's your domain. You can share your faith, you can share experience of God in you with them. Amen? Amen. Maybe you are a scientist. So you can use this as a proof or as a conviction for people that God exists. Is that right? Yeah. And then number four is sports and entertainment. I believe that God gonna use those as a pro in a sports or entertainer. God gonna use them in the arts. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many of you are in the arts? Okay. My youngest daughter just finished college in Singapore. she took dance. It's different from the other two, brother and the sister, you know. The older brother and the older sister are in the investment and the finances like myself. But the last is the dance. And I believe through the art, she can become part of the kingdom advancement. Amen. And the media communication, I believe in media. Media is powerful, right? Do you know that media like social media, Instagram, whatever it is, even in the younger age, it can enter to the room. You can enter to their life. But the toxic is there, you know. But if you want to buy an alcohol, a bottle of alcohol, you need the ID. The ID is 18 years, is that right? 18 years. So before 18, you cannot buy. But for media, for communication like this, like social media, there is no limit of the age. So you can imagine if you are working or you are in the media and communication, and then you create a content that can mold the younger generation. Because the fighting now is about the generation, the younger generation now. There is the war in the generation. Well, Satan is very diligently, you know, take them to the hell. But we as a Christian also have to be very more diligent than that. Amen. And then health and medical. Church and family. And believe that these seven domains are the domain that God gives to us. And each one of us have the responsibility in our own domain. Amen? How many believe that? You agree with this? So if you see this, then you know that God can use you not only in the church, but in your daily life. After knowing this, all the things that I just shared, we can now start doing mission daily. You believe that? Yes. You can do mission daily? Yes, daily, not only monthly or annually. Yeah. It's daily. It's your responsibility. It's opportunity. It's open in your life every day, from morning to afternoon. From Monday to Sunday to Saturday to Friday or Saturday. In First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. We are not only king to just earn money, earn living, but we are priests also. So in this case, we are work in a marketplace, but also we are as a priest. How many believe that God called you also as a priest? Not only as somebody who works in a marketplace to earn money. Amen. So the last part is of my sermon is how can we disciple nation through marketplace? In your Jerusalem, in your own Jerusalem, from your marketplace. I don't know which one of these seven domain or the six domain, at least the seven domain is us, right? Church and family. But I don't know which one of the six other domain that you are in. Then we are ready. If you know now, the calling of God is not only giving or listening to the word of God in the church, but also do mission in our daily life. Number one, how you can start disciple nation through the marketplace, through your job, to your business, through your business. Number one, faith and favor of God. As Christians employees or Christians businessmen, the favor of God, your faith and the favor of God, people will see it. Because faith cannot be seen until you do it. Amen? Until you do it. That's why in the morning I said, you know NATO? How many of you know NATO? N-A-T-O? You know NATO? What is that abbreviation for? No action, talk only. No action, talk only. There is a NATO. So, you know, Christians is not only talking and talking, but act in faith.
Because when you act in faith, you step in faith, God is with you. And God makes reality of your faith. A thing that hasn't seen yet, God make it happen. Through your faith. And his favor, people will see when his favor working in us, people will see, hey, I see God is with you. So through your faith, through our faith and his favor in us, people will see God in us, the hope of glory. Amen. So in the story of Abimelech and Isaac, in Genesis chapter 26, verse 26 to 29, later on I will read it. But the story is, in that the time is in a famine. Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, but God showed up in the middle way, and God says, stay here, I will bless you. God will bless us. Amen? God still will bless us. I don't care about our situation. Even in the midst of famine, God say, I will bless you. And every time Isaac dug the well is full of water, abundant water coming out. Whereas Abimelech, the ruler of this area, I believe they also tried to dig the well, but he couldn't find the water. And of course, of this, they will see, now I see this guy, this Isaac, different from others, even from ourselves. He is a foreigner. We are in this area, but he is the foreigner. But how come this foreigner always successful in digging water, in digging the well? So in the verse 26, let's see the verse. Genesis 26, verse 26 to 29. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Pichol, commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away from you? But they said, we have certainly seen what? That the Lord is with you. Because there is a favor, the Lord is with you. It is like also Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Potiphar see the favor of God. The Lord is with Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 4, he says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. I will give you a testimony in my own life as a banker. When I just completed or finished my MBA from San Diego in America, and I applied in a bank, and this is a Deutsche Bank, and an open application for those who graduated from overseas. And it was a trainee, and the training period was 2 years. And if you are trainee for 2 years, you are under contract. You are not fully yet as an employee. So all benefits of the company, you cannot get it. Because you just as a trainee. So I work as a trainee, but I was already in the ministry. I also minister at that time, ministering God. And after I just worked first year, after 1 year as a trainee, there is another year to complete. And I come to my boss, and you know, a German guy is rigid and strict. How many of you know that? You have experience with that? Yes, strict and rigid. German. It's not different from Asia, of course. Strict and rigid. I came to his office because I was planning to get married with my wife. I want to have a house. You know, I come to his office and I said to him, I would like to have a housing loan. The company, the bank has a housing loan for the employee who has already worked for five consecutive years, then you're eligible for that. And this housing loan is long term and subsidized by the company. So very, very light for the payment, you know. And I come to him, I said, I would like to have this facility. And he looked at me with stern eyes. Don't you know that our regulation and our policy is not for trainee? I said, yes, sir, I know. But I just come and ask whether you have favor for me. He just smiled and he saw me. And then he said, I don't know why I like you. I don't know why I like you. Because this guy is the first man in this branch in Jakarta. And then he said, okay, I give you a note. Write a note for me. And give the note to me. And he said, go to human resources department, ask for the guy there, and get the credit. I said, okay, thank you. And I go to the human resources department. The head of the human resources department said to me, what did you do with the boss? How come you can get this loan? It is not supposed to be. How come he overruled this policy? He doesn't know, the head doesn't know, but I know. My God overruled this. Hallelujah. And they saw the favor of God working in me. And that is the time for me to share my faith. To share my God. Even to the head of the human resources. That's why there is a one verse that come up alive with to me after I have this kind of experience with my boss. It's Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 in New Living Translation. Said this, the king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. And I believe the heart of my boss, the German boss, it's like a stream of water in the heart, in the hand of God, and God directed it to me. And I got the favor of God. He guides it wherever he pleases. So the decision like this, you know, is all of the employees said, it has never happened before. Yes, I know, but God make an history. Hallelujah. Amen. So when people see the favor of God and your faith is working, they will ask you, how come it can happen in your life? Because of God. Amen. So that becomes our testimony, and we can witness God in Jerusalem. That is the first step we can do. Amen? Amen. Faith and favor of God. The second one, I still have a few minutes maybe. Okay. Two, 3 minutes. Okay. Excellent in marketplace. If we want to bring gospel, if we want to bring Christ, we have to show excellent in marketplace. And now my next slide is very important. Everybody see this slide. People in the marketplace don't care how spiritual we are. They want to know how excellent we are in doing our job and businesses as well as in our life. They don't care that you say about your spiritual life. They don't want to know. Just they want to know whether you do your job excellently or not. How you handle your life, your family life. People will see this. Through that, our testimony, we can witness God because we do it excellently. Amen. Excellent in school. Excellent in job. Excellent in business. Excellent in relationship. Excellent as a steward in our finance. Sometimes, you know, we cannot handle our financial properly. And we end up with loan and debt. But God wants you and me to be excellently to steward the finance that God trusts to us. Trusting us. Amen? What is the excellence that we need in the marketplace? Going fast. Number one, excel in our skill. We have to be excellent in our skill. And the word says in Proverbs 22, verse 29, do you see a man who excels in his works? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men, lowering men. No, no, no. It's the heart and the king. So your skill, my skill, can be used by God, not only in your business, but also in the community. The second one, excel in quality. Matthew chapter 5, verse 41 says, whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. When I was a trainee, if I work overtime, they will not pay because I was under contract. But still, I work extra mile. Everybody just want to walk the first mile. So we walk only the first mile. It is a lot of people, crowd here. But when you walk extra mile, then you become the rising star. People will see, this man is different. This man is not only want to work, to walk only 1 mile, but even the second mile, he will do it. If you excel in the quality of your work, you are the last for the company to stop you if they have problem in financial. Because they need you. Because you are so quality. Your work is so qualified for this. And the last one. Excel in your deeds. Doing good for people. It's not only Christians. We talk about humanity. Amen? Doing good to people. So three things in excellence in the marketplace. And I believe all people here can do it. Amen? How many believe that you can do it? Excellent in the marketplace? I'm not saying that spiritual is not important. I'm not saying that. We pray. We fast. We worship God. We meditate on the word of God. But in the marketplace, people don't understand about these things. They don't have a vocabulary like we have. But what they do want to know is how you handle the works. Amen? So let's stand up together. And I will pray for those who are in this domain. I don't know how many of you are in this domain. You are the missionary. You are doing mission in every day of your life. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you listen to and you hear the word of God, how many of you want to respond to God? And you say in your heart, you say into yourself, you say, God, use me. God, use me. In my school, in my university, in my job, in my office, in my business. If you are the one and say, I want to be used by you, God, mightily in these last days. From this church, I'm going to be a missionary in Jerusalem first. If this is you, and you said, it is me, God, use me. You can raise up your right hand. And you say, God, it is me. Come on, if you are the one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I pray for those who raise their hands to you, God. Give them wisdom. Give them the ability. Enable them, oh God, to do your job, to share the gospel in their domain. Even in the days ahead, I believe that your anointing with them, oh Lord Jesus. I pray those who are in the school, in the university, in the education, those who are in the business, those who are in the government, those who are in the sport and entertainment, whatever domains they are in, I pray, oh God, equip them, oh Lord, with the words, with the deeds, with the love of God, with the things that they are doing, Lord, and the quality and excellence, Lord Jesus. I pray and you cover them, oh Lord Jesus, and from now on, their life will be fruitful and they will multiply. Not only for themselves, but for the community. For the kingdom purpose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.